Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 67. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 37. A bit warmer on Saturday, sunny with a high of 70 and partly cloudy with a low around 43 throughout Saturday night. There will be a chance for some rain showers throughout Sunday, otherwise sunny with a high of 74 and a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms Sunday night with a low around 49 degrees. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the wrapping up of the legislative session getting closer and closer, one of the big topical issues in the legislature this year has been two bills regarding the LGBTQ and women's rights in the state. As the state legislature did pass the women's sports bill that was vetoed by Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, but the other big bill that's been worked on by outside organizations as well includes the Women's Bill of Rights. Esme Mailman with the Independent Women's Institute and Law Center says it's a necessity to define the biological sex of male and females for many different reasons.
We're here to define who a woman is so we know who to support. You can't promote people, you can't celebrate people if you don't know who they are. So what this bill does is it provides the definition of a woman. And for me, there are two really important aspects of the women's rights movement that I think that this bill will really help. So one is our teenage girls. Teenage girls are not doing okay right now.
But American Network News.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tubby and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance plans. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
A teenager out of Abilene, Kansas has officially been arrested after being accused of distributing fentanyl that killed another teenager in the community. WIBW reports that 17-year-old Daisy Skilling is being held in a $150,000 bond after being arrested on Monday this week, as she was arrested after an outstanding Dickinson County warrant for the crime. The investigation began after the death of a 17-year-old girl, where the autopsy found that she had died from a fentanyl intoxication. Skilling has been arrested on controlled substance causing death, use or possession with intent to use drug paraphernalia, and possession of marijuana, and the investigation is still ongoing. In other news, state legislators this week have met with many of the Special Olympic participants, as they say they wanted to recognize the athletes for their accomplishments. WIBW reports the event happened during the SOKS Legislative Hill Day, where members of the Special Olympics thanked their legislators for supporting them, as roughly 96 athletes, coaches, and staff attended the 2022 U.S. Games in Orlando, Florida last June. The Kansas team had received 12 gold medals, 11 silver medals, 18 bronze medals, and 17 fourth-place ribbons.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property. It also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Nebraska is still battling the COVID-19 pandemic just 3 years into the pandemic, as the Department of Health and Human Services has reported that since the pandemic began in 2020, 563,000 cases have been reported, with more than 4,000 deaths across the state. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that, according to the Department of Health and Human Services, they're also trying to encourage individuals to continuously be fully vaccinated against the virus, which means having the primary series along with all the available boosters of these shots. But say a vast majority of individuals are just adjusting their daily lives to the, quote, new norm.
I think what I'm seeing here in this part of the country is people trying to transition to what life looks like now after 3 years in a pandemic, and also thinking about how we are really incorporating COVID-19 into our lives.
That was Dr. Catherine Satterwhite, a regional health administrator on KSNB Local 4, Mid-America Network News.
Flash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A multi-vehicle fatality accident in Lyons County west of Emporia Wednesday evening claimed the life of a Marysville man, 46-year-old Travis D. Edwards. He was reportedly driving a semi on Highway 50 about 4 miles from Emporia and crossed the center line, striking a vehicle driven by a California man. That SUV spun into another semi which was following Edwards and was driven by a Virginia man. The Edwards truck continued and hit two other vehicles driven by men from Missouri and from Lawrence, who were also both killed. They were identified as Ryan R. Miller, age 26, of Independence, Missouri, and 32-year-old Jacob L. Surum of Lawrence. Several others were also injured. Highway 50 was closed for a period of time following the accident Wednesday, again, which claimed the life of three men, including 46-year-old Travis Edwards of Marysville. 63rd Annual Quality Beef Day is Saturday at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Check-in 7 to 8:30 a.m. Judging contest begins at 9, followed by the beef show, with additional details available through the Marshall County Extension Office. Easter egg hunts abound Saturday with 10 a.m. starts in Washington on the courthouse lawn, in Axtell at the City Park, and in Wymore at McCandless Park, as well as 10 a.m. starts at Home City, Barnes, Lynn, and Palmer. An 11 a.m. hunt is planned at the Frankfort City Park. Beatty will have an Easter egg hunt Saturday at the Community Center at noon. Hanover at Veterans Park and Blue Rapids on the Town Square planned at 1, with Waterville City Park and Greenleaf at the Community Club starting at 2, and finally Marysville at 2:30 in the City Park. A free movie, Super Mario Brothers, will follow at 3:30 at the Astro Theater in Marysville Saturday. The historic Union Pacific Depot will feature pictures with the Easter Bunny, Easter crafts, games, and treats, as well as Easter basket giveaways for a free will donation as a fundraiser toward restoration efforts on Saturday from 1 to 4 at the historic depot in Marysville. The annual Washington County Weather Spotter training meeting will be Monday at the Firehouse in Washington. The event is free and open to the public. A free meal begins at 6. Register for the event by Friday. Bluestem Cooperative will have the electric safety demo trailer available at 6, and the presentation by the National Weather Service begins at 7 p.m. Monday at the Firehouse in Washington. Washington Chamber of Commerce is hosting an employment expo Tuesday from 3 until 7 at the FNB Bank Basement Meeting Room. Employers interested in participating will be on hand. Carolyn Scoville will talk more about the event this weekend on our public affairs program Saturday and will outline many different jobs and career opportunities available locally, as many employers are eager to fill positions and expand.
Well, I think sometimes people don't realize just how many different careers and employment opportunities are available just in our general area. This is going to be a good cross-section of a lot of different fields that people can kind of check them all out at one time. There's going to be some agriculture positions, some medical care positions, some governmental opportunities, some public works type situations. We have lots of people that, lots of employers that are really, you know, needing some additional employees. And for those that may be employed already, that we kind of set it up sort of half, you know, half afternoon, half evening, so we could kind of cross availability.
Again, join the conversation during our public affairs program Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. The Employment Expo is Tuesday in Washington and is free.
It's going to be Tuesday, April the 11th at FNB Basement here in Washington. And that address is 101 C Street. And we're going to, like I said, we're going to be down in the basement. And we'll be down there from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Feel free to stop on by anytime.
Sharon K. Chalk, age 80, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville with a rosary at 10. Private family burial will follow in the church cemetery. Visitation will be private, with Kinsley Mortuary Marysville in charge of arrangements for Sharon Chalk. Renee K. Novotny, age 73, of Odell, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Monday at 1 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice. Private interment in the Odell Czech Cemetery. Visitation Saturday, noon until 8. At the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Renee Novotny. Dennis L. Habig, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. A celebration of life services planned April 14th, 4 until 8 p.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville. Private family burial in the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Dennis Habig. Lorena L. Wilcox, age 66, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. A memorial service will be announced later, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Lorena Wilcox. Betty L. Honnessy, age 63, passed away March 20th. A memorial service is planned April 22nd, 11 a.m. at the Laughlin Hub at Funeral Home in Wymore, with a visitation April 21st, 9 to 5. Laughlin Hub at Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Betty Honnessy.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. A bit warmer throughout Saturday. Sunshine with our highs in the lower 70s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. And partly cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 70s. And showers and thunderstorms are possible throughout Sunday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Some rain early Monday morning, then mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 70s, and clearing up throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Even warmer as we head into Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s, and clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower 50s, and sunny on Wednesday with our highs in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April 64, record high on this date 87. The average low 39, the record low 16 degrees. Sunset this evening 7:56, sunrise in the morning at 7:03. Bit milder this morning, it's 36 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Good Friday, the 7th of April. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's Easter, the only time of year when it's safe to put all of your eggs in one basket. To find the perfect treats to fill your Easter basket, shop RX Drugstore in downtown Marysville. You'll find all of the Easter essentials, candies, eggs, spring treats, books, and the best Easter baskets around. They hop off the shelf in no time. Be the Peter Cottontail for your friends and family. Shop at RX Drugstore to bring every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy.
Bite Me is barbecue and more. They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full-service catering, drop-off, or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good!
For catering options, contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
NBA playoff seating still up for grabs. Hi, everyone. It's Dave Packer reporting on sports. As the NBA heads into the final weekend of its regular season, many playoff and play-in seeds are still up for grabs, starting with the Sixers hosting Jimmy Butler and the Heat.
It's Hal's up in the air. Shoot it. And one. Again, Jimmy Butler with the bucket.
ESPN on that call. 24 points from Butler lifted Miami past the Sixers 129-101. They sit one game behind the Nets for the sixth seed out of the East. To Phoenix, where the Suns look to make it seven straight wins, taking on the Nuggets.
In the corner to Durant for three. Suzanne!
Arizona Sports 98.7 FM with the call. KD led the way for the Suns with 29 points as they take down the top-seeded Nuggets 119-115. The Thunder regained the 10th seed out west following a win over the Jazz last night, putting them back into the play-in picture while eliminating Utah from contention. 114-98, the final. Shifting to the playoff race in the NHL, the Kraken look to end a historic drought in Seattle.
From the depths of the standings in year one to the base of that playoff mountain in year two, the Seattle Kraken have clinched their very first spot in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
KJRAM with the final call as the Stanley Cup returns to Seattle for the first time in 104 years. The Kraken beat the Coyotes 4-2. The Eastern Conference wildcard race also remains hot as the Panthers, Islanders, and Penguins all pick up wins with just three games left for the season. Major League Baseball last night, the Braves hosting the Padres. Orlando Arcia continues chopping.
And there's a bullet out to center field, down for a base hit. Here comes Eddie. Here comes the throw. Play at the plate. Braves win it! A walk-off base hit.
680 AM, the Fan contributing that walk-off call as Arcia brought in the winning run for the Braves. 7-6, the final in Atlanta. I'm Dave Packer, ABC.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It's Friday. Time now for the Stuckline Report.
Hey, farmers, how would you like to farm your ground knowing that there were thousands and thousands of landmines in your field and you didn't know where they were? Well, that's the Ukraine farmers, just a part of it. What a sad situation. In fact, some people say farmers go out to farm not knowing they'll come back that night because of a landmine. The infrastructure's changed dramatically. The best I can tell you, after seeing that 84,000 pieces of farm equipment has been damaged, but it's not stopping those old hard-working farmers. Just like here in the United States, I'm sure that it wouldn't stop most of those of you guys out there listening and gals. But I got to tell you, it's scary to go out in the field and not knowing whether you're going to come back or not, because you could get blown to smithereens. The situation there is not getting much better either. It looks to me like you can count 40 to 50% of their production gone. They will never produce it, never plant it. It's just gone because of what's happening there. But that's even better than I thought it would be, because I got to tell you, if I was farming in the Ukraine, you wouldn't get any wheat grown there. Not if I knew there were landmines out there, because I'm just not going to do it. In the meantime, farmers there sacrifice their lives every day. It's just kind of a situation that's hard to believe. So expect that to help the prices of grain, especially wheat, in this part of the country. I hate to have help like that, don't you? No doubt about it. In the meantime, we've got senators reintroducing an E-15 bill in legislation that would allow us to use it all summer long. Let's hope it passes, and I hope you join me on the next Techline Report.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-322-3300. 720-321-2 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
There are so many decisions to be made every day in the beef industry, and when to lock in calf prices is one of them. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. K-State Beef Cattle Institute experts Brad White, Dustin Pendle, and Bob Larson answer a listener's question on whether or not it's a good idea to lock in prices for calves now that they plan to sell in the fall.
I'm going to say yes, and the reason is I'm a little more risk averse. I want to make sure I can lock in that price against prices might go for me, and I might lose some potential, but I'm risk averse. I want to make sure I lock in. I can guarantee I can pay the bills.
So if you've got a good price today, you're saying
use a mechanism. I know what my break-even is. I know what the price is. I'm going to lock it in if I am making some money.
Larson shares his answer and asks Pendle to further explain.
I'm going to say yes because of the ability to do some risk management, because I only took a couple of Ag Econ classes. So then I'll just say, but I don't know exactly how. I do understand I need to know my cost structure, so I know if I can at least lock in to cover my cost, and then maybe not for all my cats. So I'm going to say yes, I want to develop the ability and the contacts that can help me make this decision so that at least that's an option for me. But I don't know exactly who to talk to. I don't know exactly what my options are. So I'm going to turn mine into a question for Dustin and say, so who do I talk to and what are my options?
He brings up a good point. And the reason I said yes, I would lock him in is a risk management tool, right? You can forward contracts, you can hedge in the futures market, et cetera. And so there are various ways to do that to try to reduce that price risk. And you talked about maybe not locking in all the prices, because prices do go up. You might be able to capture a little bit. That is one strategy. Coming back to your question, who would I talk to? Of course, you've got your team of experts, right? Hopefully your veterinarian, your lender, et cetera. And then hopefully you've also got a broker in there that might be able to help out as well.
Larson, White, and Pendle discuss how risk management might look for a cow-calf operation.
I like what Dustin said. I'm going to use my experts because I need to talk to somebody about what my options are. Because as a cow-calf producer, it's just not something that we commonly do, or at least it doesn't appear to me. And so I'm going to need some help. At least at this beginning stage, I'm not comfortable making that decision myself. Maybe with more practice and more skills, I'll take more of that responsibility on myself. So I want to find somebody locally that I can help.
Bob talks about feedlots or other areas of the industry that commonly use risk management. Cow-calf doesn't, and cow-calf only sells once a year. Do I need risk management more or less than somebody who's selling all the time?
Well, if you're selling all the time, you're hitting the highs, but you're also hitting the lows, where if you're selling it once a year, if you just happen to be at the low point, I think that could be a bigger downside risk. So I would say you probably would for sure want to if you're only doing it once a year.
That's K-State Beef Cattle Institute experts Brad White, Dustin Pendle, and Bob Larson answering a listener's question on whether or not it's a good idea to lock in prices for calves now that they plan to sell in the fall. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock John Bull sale Wednesday, April the 12th, starting 11 a.m. on 260 choice reputation. Angus, Red Angus, White Face, First Calf Heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves by side. There'll be 62 Angus, Red Angus, and Charlet, all bred heifers. There'll be AI bred for late August calving. The pure cow-calf pairs include 200 black white face, Red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old. They'll have 30 to 75-day-old calves by side. All bred cows will feature 500 choice black white face, Red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 7 years old, of which 90 will be big fancy Red Angus cows. 3 to 5 years old, they'll be bred to people Red Angus bulls. For late August calving, be an outstanding set of cows. There will be 70 Angus calf of vaccinated replacement heifers weighing 700 to 800 pounds. Breeding bulls include 26 Angus, Charlet, White Stall, and Donaldson bulls, 15 to 24 months old. More information on the special cow sale will be held Wednesday, April the 12th at the Manhattan Police Company. Starting 11 a.m., please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mccivestock.com.
The Sky is putting on a great show this month.
We've got your viewing guide next from the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 7th, the 97th day of the year. Jazz singer Billie Holiday was born on this day, and in 1977, a new baseball franchise, the Toronto Blue Jays, played their very first home game. Brilliant Mercury's best show of 2023 is on the 11th of this month, when it's at its highest position and shining at magnitude zero. But it will be dazzling Venus above that that draws all of the attention. Then comes a series of close meetings with the crescent moon. It will be below Mercury on the 20th, halfway between Mercury and Venus on the 21st, below Venus on the 22nd, between Mars and Venus on the 24th, and with Mars on the 25th. Certainly lots to see in 2023. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY, 36 degrees this morning. Pleasant highs around 70 in store today and again through the Easter weekend.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Golf's biggest tournament got underway yesterday. It will go through this Easter weekend, finishing up on Easter Sunday. It is the Masters from Augusta National in Georgia. There are three guys atop the leaderboard after day number one. Victor Hovland, John Rahm, and Brooks Koepka are all at 7-under. Play will continue today. The Kansas City Royals did manage to get more hits yesterday, as they did get 8 hits in their game against the Toronto Blue Jays. It was, however, the same result for the Royals that they had for most of the series, with the Toronto Blue Jays getting a 6-3 win. Kansas City won just 1 out of 4 games in the series. They've only won 1 game so far on the season. The Royals now travel for the first time this season. They will be on the road today starting at 3:35 with a game against the Giants. Former Kansas City Chief, now Miami Dolphin receiver Tyreek Hill says when his contract is up in 2025, he will walk away and retire. Tyreek Hill is 31. He has played in the NFL 10 seasons.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus taxes, fees, dealer add-ons, extra. 2023 F-150, 23 T-219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per 1,000 finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicle subject to prior sale. Offers expire Monday.
One of the best players in Kansas City Royals history will receive his flowers in a month before the Royals play the Oakland Athletics on May 6th. There will be an on-field celebration of the retirement of former Royals outfielder Lorenzo Cain, who will sign a one-day contract to finish his career with the Royals. The 13-year Major League Baseball veteran joined the Royals via trade back in December of 2010 from the Milwaukee Brewers and played an instrumental role in the franchise's World Series in 2014 and 2015. There is already a member of the Kelce family now in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Of course, Travis Kelce, the tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, and Jason Kelce, who's coming back for his 13th season with the Philadelphia Eagles, are still playing, but their mother, Donna Kelce, earned that coveted position. The split jersey and custom shoes Kelce wore leading up to the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona, are now on display in the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Kansas forward Jalen Wilson received the Julius Irving Award, honoring the best small forward in Division I men's basketball. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Doug Downs.
To country music's rising star, Jordan Davis, coming to Prairie Band Casino and Resort on May 18th. To the way that it feels when you singing all his stomping hits like Almost Maybes, What My World Spins Around, and Buy Dirt.
Buy Dirt.
Must be 18 or over to attend. Get your tickets to Jordan Davis at prairieband.com/shows.
Hi, I'm Ellie Suter from Frankfurt. USD 380 has an immediate opening for a full-time bus driver in Frankfurt. The district is also accepting applications for multiple substitute bus drivers. Positions are to begin immediately. Applications will be accepted until the positions are filled. Applications may be picked up at the central office in Vermillion or accessed online at www.usd380.com.
KNDY.
You never really loved me, baby. Go ahead and tell me that the things I do have always made you crazy. Don't worry, darling. Don't worry, darling. That's okay. 'Cause I'm gonna love you anyway. Tell me I've been blind. Maybe if I'd only seen it coming, I'd have found a way to change your mind.